Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up before the weekend with all the news you should know about. Today, Republican gubernatorial hopeful Stacey Garrity endorses who she wants as her running mate this year. And if soup sounds really good right now, why not look for the best French onion soup in the region? It's Friday, January 30th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off in Philadelphia today. The city of Philadelphia is headed to court, demanding the National Park Service return its exhibit depicting the lives of President George Washington's slaves. Carmen Russell-Suchansky reports for WVIA.
Mayor Sherelle Parker discussed the case in a social media post Tuesday night. She said the city is seeking the return of the panels, which were funded by the city and local contributions rather than the federal government.
You cannot erase our history. Yes, it is flawed. Yes, it is imperfect. And yes, it includes the real life lived experiences and stories of people who endured a great deal of pain.
The Avenging the Ancestors Coalition, which advocated for the exhibit's initial development, said it is joining the lawsuit. However, Michael Cord, the organization's founder, told supporters during an online meeting Tuesday that they are also engaging in other actions.
We are going to raise hell in the streets and raise legal issues in the courtrooms. And that's the same two-track concept that the civil rights activists had in the South in the 1940s and 50s. They didn't just rely on Thurgood Marshall going to court.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro announced Tuesday that the state has also filed an amicus brief calling for the return of the panels.
That was Carmen Russell-Suchansky reporting. Now for some Pennsylvania political news. This is a midterm election year, after all. Republican gubernatorial candidate Stacey Garrity says an Allegheny County party leader is who she wants as her running mate. But as Tom Reese reports for WVIA, Republican voters will make the call.
In Pennsylvania, voters choose their party's nominee for governor and lieutenant governor separately. But Garrity wants Republicans to know that Allegheny County GOP Chair Jason Ritchie is her top choice for lieutenant governor. And Ritchie, who just launched his campaign Thursday, says President Donald Trump's recent endorsement of Garrity should boost her fundraising efforts as she challenges Governor Josh Shapiro's re-election.
Trump endorsing her gives us national standing, and we're going to need help and resources from all over to defeat this guy.
Ritchie is at least the third Republican to declare a bid for lieutenant governor. He was a candidate for governor 4 years ago, but withdrew before the Republican primary. While he may campaign alongside Garrity this spring, the May 19th primary will decide if their names appear together on the ballot this fall. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Thanks, Tom. Stay with us. We're talking about the first Onion Cup after this break.
I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA's Rural Government Reporter and Report for America Corps member. Thanks for making WVIA News your go-to source for great information and the best storytelling around. We appreciate your support.
Welcome back. In case you hadn't noticed, it is very cold out there right now. And if you're craving something to warm you up, 20 local restaurants hope you might give their French onion soup a try. Throughout the month of February, the public has a chance to vote for their favorite French onion soup, served by participating local restaurants. WVIA's Haley O'Brien has a taste of the Onion Cup.
Cliff Krakowicz is the organizer of the region's first ever French onion soup competition. He owns Gravity Restaurant and Bar in Waymart.
Typically, January, February tend to be the slowest months for restaurants, and I'm always looking for something, you know, to kind of make it a little bit more interesting. So we've been getting a lot of compliments about our French onion soup. And then I got thinking about other people's French onion soups, and I thought, hey, you know what would be neat is to have a contest.
The online contest invites people to visit 20 participating restaurants, or as many as they can, from Scranton to Uniondale to Holly, to try their French onion soup. Customers can then cast their votes online, and a panel of local celebrity judges will select a winner as well. Krakowicz even has a little friendly competition with another business owner involved.
Cora from over Cora's 1850 Bistro in Holly. She's helped me out a few times when I needed a hand or so. But so Cora and I have a little dialogue going on Facebook, and whoever gets the least amount of votes has to go wash dishes at the other restaurant.
In Wayne County, I'm Haley O'Brien, WVIA News.
Thanks, Haley. Now, as she mentioned, 20 restaurants are involved in the Onion Cup from Lackawanna, Wayne, Pike, and Susquehanna counties. You can chart your soup course with the map in this story at WVIA.org. All right, here's something else that might warm you up a little bit. It's time for the latest community connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
The Lehman Sanctuary in Shavertown, in conjunction with Misericordia University, will offer a unique chance for educators to study the Chesapeake Bay. Waters Connected is a hands-on opportunity for teachers to learn more about the bay's critical estuary biology, up close and personal. Chris Miller of the Lehman Sanctuary takes the story from here.
I think it's always important for science and the natural world to be a part of everyone's life. Watersheds are kind of a underknown topic, not just in classrooms, but the general public. People don't really quite understand how important they are. We call them here at the Lehman Sanctuary the birthplace of clean water, the birthplace for wildlife in a lot of ways. The headwaters of our Lehman Sanctuary are pristine, and our goal, first and foremost, is being caretakers of these waters, preserving them forever, because life depends on it. In their lifetime, water will be the defining issue, in my opinion. How do we keep the bad water, the storm water, from hitting the pristine water, keeping the bad water from flooding your basement, flooding communities? So this Waters Connected program that we're so excited about will be launched in July on the Chesapeake Bay. It'll be a two-day program. The first day will be at Masonville Cove, the oldest urban environmental education center of its type in the United States. We'll do a lot of streamside research, walkabouts, and then the next day will be on the Sigsbee, which is one of the last surviving skipjack oyster dredging sailboats left. It's an indigenous sailboat from the Chesapeake, reconstructed as a living classroom foundation teaching vessel. And we will have teachers go on the water and will experience all kinds of instruction about the Chesapeake Bay, its history, its challenges. We'll talk about the thousands of species of wildlife that depend on the Chesapeake Bay, its economic importance. We'll do research, we'll do oyster dredging, maybe some oyster dissection. It'll be an exciting full day on the water.
What is your hope the educators will glean from all of this?
They will return from this amazing immersive experience into the classroom and talk about watersheds, not just for us, but for the 18 million other people on or around the Chesapeake Bay watershed and the thousands of species of wildlife.
What are some of the lessons you wish to teach these educators?
In the first day, we will have them experience at Masonville Cove stream biology, macro invertebrate study, tidal flows, and the history of that area. And the second day on the water, talk about the economics of the Chesapeake Bay, how important it is today.
Well, how did this idea come to be?
Great question. Started very small. I was going for my regular walkabout in the forest at the sanctuary, and I just started to think about the teaching moments around water at the sanctuary. we talk about it and they experience it at the sanctuary, but for teachers to truly have the living moment of being where all this water flows to would close the loop in terms of watershed science.
Special thanks to Chris Miller of the Lehman Sanctuary in Shavertown and Misericordia University. Waters Connected will set sail to the Chesapeake this summer, and area educators are invited to be a part of the maiden voyage. Details on our podcast, wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
Okay, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday so you don't miss a thing. Stay warm and have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.